When it comes to jumping chums, the water off the dock in downtown Cake is pretty quiet. The hatchery that used to support this run shut down a few years ago, although it is in the process of reopening under a new owner. It's over 70 degrees outside, the dock is facing the almost snowless peaks of Baranof Island, and like in other parts of Alaska, the hot weather could be bad news for fish returning late to low stream levels. But human chums are stepping in with other sounds of summer, setting their worries aside and dedicating themselves to a good time. Three teams competed in the canoe races, rowing around a buoy in the same canoe Cake dancers paddled to Celebration earlier this summer. There are other water games, teams of two rowing square plastic totes toward a much closer buoy, swimmers backstroking in survival suits, and a line facing the dunk tank for most of the afternoon. In the parking lot, there are foot races, a fish fillet contest, a pop and capri sun drinking competition, a hot dog eating contest, and plenty of vendor food you can eat at any pace you want. The Kikwan dancers begin the event, welcoming a group of tourists who've come in on a small cruise ship. And the announcers honor two elders who've been nominated by the community.
Adeline Jackson, born and raised in Cake, Alaska. Her Tlingit name is Katse. Eagle belongs to Tanadi clan. She was the first health aide in Cake. She enjoys spending time with her 30-plus grandchildren, great and great grandchildren. It is with great honor on the 24th Dock Salmon Festival, we're honoring
Wilbur Brown Sr. was born and raised in Cake, Alaska. Tlingit name. Eagle and belongs to Washington AD clan. He has served in the United States Marine Corps from 1957 to 1960. Today he is retired and is a subsistence hunter, fisherman, and enjoys fishing with his grandchildren.
Announcer Wilfred Skeek has been going to these festivals since they began in 1995. His favorite moment from the day has been seeing the baby crawling and toddling races.
I saw a three-year-old take off from here, and he, instead of running straight, he ran all the way to his grandpa's. That was crazy.
There's one event Skeek and others I talk with missed this year, a holdout like the fillet contest from when the festival took place in front of the cold storage.
Before we used to have a dog salmon toss, that was pretty popular. Get dog salmon and throw it from here to over there in the tote. See how many you can throw in a minute.
And though there are quite a few visitors from other southeast towns, they arrived more quietly this year.
We used to have catamarans come from Sitka and Juneau. They'd land out here and we'd have canoes, like on this canoe. Dancers would go out and greet them. We'd go out there with our regalia and our drum and sing songs while they're
no catamarans,
there.
And the ferry schedule didn't jive well with the festival. Comparisons aside, Cake Tribal Heritage Foundation Vice President Ellie Jackson says
Dogfest was awesome this year.
Jackson says her organization raised $13,000 to put on this year's event. They also hired several locals to help run things, part of the Cake Tribal Corporation and the Organized Village of Cake's ongoing efforts to dredge up new sources of local income. All of the proceeds from the dunk tank and vendor fees are going toward an emergency medical fund.
Patients who travel to Anchorage or Sitka and they're short of funds, we donate money to them. Our organization didn't have that program going for a few years, so we're happy to be doing all these fundraisers for it.
Jackson says this is one of the last gatherings of the summer. There will be a back-to-school carnival sometime soon. Reporting from Cake, I'm Alana Elder.